why he said it. Helsinki Summit, 16 June 2018. 1. President Trump opens the press conference. Our relationship has never been worse. That changed as of 4 hours ago. This is fiction, childish and grandiose, which is why he said it. I cannot make decisions to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats. As president, I will always put what is best for America. When asked, do you hold Russia at all accountable, he says, there was no collusion. I beat Hillary Clinton easily. These are contradictory things and foolish. He refuses to hold Russia accountable. Rather, he does what he says he cannot. He appeases his partisans, his pride, and President Putin, which is why he said it. 2. President Putin is asked, why should Americans believe that Russia did not intervene in the election? President Trump says, the Electoral College is advantageous for Democrats. There was nobody to collude with. There was no collusion. Again, he appeases his partisans and President Putin, but there is more. He perseverates. He is anxious, protective, and he interrupts. Does he seek approval from his peer? Is he compelled to show loyalty? We only know how wrong this is, how unnecessary, that he is impaired, which is why he said it. 3. President Putin says, you can trust no one. Where did you get the idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States. I defend the interests of the Russian Federation. Isn't it natural to be sympathetic towards a person who wants to work with us? He taunts those who understand the fiction that President Trump defends America. He comforts President Trump, who does not understand, with sympathy and approval, which is why he said it. President Putin continues, business associates of Mr. Browder never paid any taxes. They sent $400 million to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. It might have been legal, but the way the money was earned was illegal. He describes money legally spent in America that was illegally earned in Russia. This is money laundering. He accuses Hillary Clinton's campaign, which President Trump understands. He does not accuse Trump real estate interests, which President Trump also understands, which is why he said it. 4. President Putin is asked, did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him? President Putin says, yes, I did. Yes, I did. He affirms the simple truth, a stunning breath of fresh air. He says this because he can, and no one pushes back. Not President Trump, not the press, nor the people of America or Russia. 5. President Trump is asked, President Putin denied election interference. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. Would you denounce what happened? President Trump says, why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? Where are those servers? It's a disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. For a third time, he appeases his partisans. Again, he perseverates, but there is more. This time, the question is not for President Putin. This time, it is he who is confronted. He is agitated, irrational. He ignores the question. He ignores President Putin's guilty confession. He betrays his office. Again, we see how wrong this is, that he is impaired, but also that he is cowed and caught, which is why he said it. 6. President Putin says, I was an intelligence officer myself. Russia is a democratic state. Do you believe that the United States is a democracy? He taunts those who see his triumphant whip hand, and this time President Trump sees too, which is why he said it. 7. President Putin is asked, can you tell what President Trump indicated about recognizing Crimea as part of Russia? Does the Russian government have any compromising material? President Putin chuckles and says, he continues to maintain that it was illegal to annex it. And now to the compromising material. Back then, when he was a private individual, St. Petersburg Economic Forum, for instance, there were over 500 American businessmen. I don't even remember the last names of each and every one of them. Do you think that we tried to collect compromising material on each and every single one of them? Economic sanctions have hurt Russia and President Putin personally. He dismisses the Crimea question. Instead, he toys with those who dream that he holds President Trump hostage. He taunts President Trump with his power, whose hidden truths only they know. They are bound by that, like secret lovers, which is why he said it.